Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time review for Nimue. I'm not going to lie, I had to say that multiple times in my head to make sure I said it right. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm fantastic, because anytime I'm talking about Once Upon a Time is a great time, obviously.
Yes, yes, it is. All right, so we're getting into the part of the season where everything just starts kicking into high gear. It's getting set up for the mid-season finale. As we know from past mid-season finales, they're probably going to destroy us and rip our hearts out and crush them, and it's going to be horrible. And then we have to wait forever, but it's going to be great. And I'm just I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. I did the math in my head today. I was like, I think I finally cracked the code of like how Once Upon a Time works and just TV in general. Because I'm like, okay, every time they have like, well, recently, they have like this 2-hour-long episode that sets up the last, like, 2 or 3 episodes of the season. And then it's November, and they're judging ratings right now. So then they have this huge episode in November, which we are preparing for next week. And then 2 more episodes, and then the finale. And then it's like, oh, comes back in February, which is another ratings period. And then by May, it's another ratings period, and that's when the finale is. And that's always 2 hours. I was like, I figured out their formula, and I know how this works. So I can be prepared.
You have cracked the code. And, yes. And I'm totally okay with this code because we get 2 hours episode. And I feel like they're going to keep doing this every season since when was it last season they started it?
The split in half thing? I think it was it season 3? Because season 3
was
like
when they had the 2-hour episode.
Oh, yeah, because I don't think in season 3 they had, like, a 2-hour-long episode for any reason except for this finale.
Yeah.
Oh, like, what's the mid-season finale?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Whatever.
The more Once Upon a Time we have, I'm okay with. Doesn't make sense, but it does.
Always okay.
Whatever. You all know what I'm trying to say. I love how they're just like, we're just going to throw an extra hour in here. We're going to throw an extra hour in here. Oh, by the way, we're going to have an extra episode at the end of the season. So I love how they just keep adding more episodes to seasons, which you usually don't see with shows. Like, sometimes you do. But for the most part, It's usually 22 episodes. And that's it. That was Once Upon a Time.
Or sometimes
like,
they're like, they reduced the number of episodes, and that's always a bad size. So when they're adding episodes to a season, it's pretty much good news. It means that people want to watch the show, which
I understand why.
Who doesn't
want to watch?
Because we love this show.
Who doesn't want to watch? All right, I'm just going to get into it. Who doesn't want to watch Captain Hook declare his love to Emma Swan and Emma tell him that she loves him back, and everything is Captain Swan and nothing her.
Absolutely, because one, you know that they, also another thing, this is my like TV brain talking because like I, you know, work in TV, so it's like I notice some weird things about TV shows, like the fact that they posted that scene last Tuesday. It wasn't even Thursday, or maybe it was Thursday, whatever day it was. It was, like, last week, way before the episode. And that's when you know. They're, like, they really think that's going to hook people in. Like, if we share this sneak peek, like, people are going to watch. And they knew if they shared that I love you scene ahead of time, people were going to go nuts. And they did.
Yep.
And
everyone lost it. The internet was broken. It was all over my Facebook, it was all over my Twitter, it was all over Tumblr, it was literally everywhere. And I was completely okay with that. And I'm almost glad they released that scene early, because it was like, it gave you time to prepare yourself for when you saw it in the actual episode. And I feel like if they didn't release it, it would have been like 10 times worse, but more awesome, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
Like you have to
like
mentally prepare yourself for something like that. Just like how in season 3, they like posted those pictures of them kissing for the first time, and it was like a week before, and everyone freaked out. And by the time it happened, it was just made it even better because like you knew it was coming, but you didn't know. And so I always love when they share. And then when they share huge stuff like that, it means that the rest of the episode is even crazier, which is crazy because that moment is awesome and like one of the best in the episode, but wasn't even the craziest, most insane, awesome thing that happened. So I always love when they share like, huge stuff like that because this means it's going to be a really good episode if they share a good part.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was not around for the beginning of season 3. I was catching up. I had binge watched it. I went to Enchanticon. And I was like, all right, I need to figure out why everybody likes this show. I'm going to a convention for it. I need to watch it because I can't go to a convention and not watch the show that it's for. It's just I have to watch whatever I'm going to see. So I binge watched it and I was catching up. I think I was like 2 episodes. I think I finally caught up on like 3-7 around there. Is when I caught up like right as they went on like they took like a 2-week break for Thanksgiving or whatever. And so I caught up like right to get to a hiatus. I was like, All right,
now I'm just sitting wait.
Yeah. So I saw the pictures before I had gotten to season 3, I think. So, yeah, I knew it was coming. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I'm all right with this.
I'm just sitting there waiting around for something that's not even going to happen for who knows how long.
I was like, I could get on this ship. And now here we are. Two years later, I don't know, long time later. And they finally have said, I love you to each other, and it's not life or death situations. It's just casual and just like, all right.
It's an everyday thing now.
That's what I feel like. I feel like this isn't the first I love you between them. Because it was just so casual and cute and adorable, and her smile was like the biggest smile I think we've ever seen on MS1, like ever. Yeah, I don't know. I loved it, though. It was a beautiful scene, and it was adorable.
Yes. I really liked everything about it, and the things that came because of it, like, well, the whole ring thing, that was just hilarious, and then I guess, jump forward, the fact that like, ring, she was, like, holding on to it so tight when she was trying to, like, you know, make the right choice or whatever later
that
on.
That was in my notes.
And, like, she used that as, like, her anchor. And I was like, yes, this is awesome.
Okay, I literally wrote in my notes, holding Killian's ring to anchor her. I can't. So we're pretty much always on the same page when it comes to Captain Swan.
Pretty much always.
So, Nimue, let's get into her for a little bit. First off, Merlin. Okay, I thought she was in on the whole thing the entire time because she just showed up out of nowhere and was like, oh, I want to get revenge by planting flowers. I was like, that's weird because that's not usually how people want to get revenge when their entire village and family's been murdered. But okay. And then she just, like, plopped the seeds down. I'm like, first off, you're not a good gardener because that's not how you plant seeds. You know, just throw them on the ground. I'm like, okay, let's hope they work. So it's a good thing Merlin has magic because he's like, girl, them seeds are not going to grow like that. Let me help you out and use his magic. And that's where we get the rose flower field from. They're roses. They're not whatever those flowers are called. Sorry, they're roses that are, like, not in a bush. I don't understand it. But we'll go with it. So it's once upon a time. Yeah, so I did not trust her at all. I'm like, she's going to be the first dark one. I'm calling it now. This is going to happen. And, yeah, I don't know. I love Merlin. And I felt so bad when she tricked him. But I don't like her. She's so sketchy. He surrounds himself with some sketchy people sometimes.
Yeah, like, first there's sketchy Arthur, and now there's sketchy Nibbleway. It's like, okay, you need to find some not sketchy people in your life. Because
yeah,
everybody's
you need
shady.
To, you need to
and...
that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really, I was more surprised by the her being the dark one. Like, by the time it happened, I wasn't, because I was like, whoa, warning sign, when she was saying, if I had power to stop people from doing whatever she was saying. She like went on that rant about power and, like, getting justice for people and whatever
mm-hmm.
she was saying. Like, when he was trying to say, oh, no, I want to become mortal and, you know, live a life with you and then die, like, whatever. I was just like, whoa, really, is crazy. Like, she was just taking a step back, but I just, like, didn't really think that far ahead that she was going to, like, be the dark one. I was like, oh, wow, that makes a lot of sense now, but I was like, well, I was genuinely surprised by that when it happened.
Well,
I was like, oh.
When they released the photos of the whole mask thing the other day, or last week or whenever it was before this episode aired, so I guess it'd be last week, I don't know. They had a picture of them in the mask. I'm like, that is a girl. The only girl that we've been talking about is Nimue or whoever. And Merlin said, oh, the dark one killed the woman I love. And I'm like, you are cryptic as hell, and you're talking about metaphorically killing the woman that you love because she did it to herself, and boom. So I kind of called that last week when I saw the pictures, because I'm like, that is not a man, that is a woman, because they kind of been implying that the first dark one was a guy.
Yeah.
So when they released that, you could see, like, a little sliver of her eye, and I was like, that is feminine. I'm like, that is a girl under there. So, of course, my crazy theories just spurted, and I was right for once again. So.
Yeah. I guess my thing that I was, like, more, confused or whatever with was the timeline again, because they always gotta come in and throw in some extra years and make everything crazy and super confusing. Like, it was confusing.
Once again.
It was confusing.
Yep.
Yeah, it was confusing before, and now I thought I had it figured out, and now I'm confused again, because it seems like they either messed something up in terms of,
okay,
like,
well,
the timeline.
Yes,
I don't really
they
know
did.
What is happening.
They did, because Adam tweeted, he said, there was a problem. It's supposed to say 500 years earlier, not 200 years earlier. He's like, sorry about the confusion. So they really
okay,
did mess
see,
it
I
up.
Was wondering. Because I thought
yes.
He said that Arthur time or whatever, like, was, he, like, they mapped it all out. I was like, oh, I finally understand this timeline, and it's great, and it makes sense, and I like this a lot. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, this crazy weird, because it didn't make sense. It was, like, oh, 1,000 years ago. And then Merlin goes, 500 years ago, and I'm like, what? Like, I was just really confused. But now, okay. So
yeah.
I feel
they
about
messed
it now.
It up. Yeah.
Good.
I will never understand the timeline for this show, so I don't know how you figured it out, because I don't understand it ever. It's a long time ago, or many years ago, or I like how they literally put before Arthur time. Like, I was like, all right, so is this like BC, BA? Okay, we'll go with this.
Yeah, I feel like it was Adam tweeted a picture that one of the other writers drew of, like, at least this season's timeline, like, as to where Arthur fits in terms of, like, the Enchanted Forest timeline. And I can't remember exactly what it said right now. I know that we talked about it a few weeks ago, I think. Like, when
we
first
did, and I still, I was
got.
Never understood.
It's still confusing.
Even
but
if
I,
you draw it out for me, my brain cannot
I'll
compute the timeline.
All
right, we'll get a whole whiteboard going. We'll have an extensive, in-depth timeline entire show.
So everybody else can understand this timeline.
Yes, we will crack during the hiatus. This is our goal during the hiatus, is to crack the Once Upon a Time timeline.
Seriously. Good goal to have.
And we got plenty of time to do it, too. We got, like, 6 months.
It feels like six months. This year, I think it's shorter, because the hiatus ends on February 28th, according to IMDb, and it starts on December 7th, So we got less time than usual, which is pretty great.
But then we'll get, like, one episode in February, and then we'll be like, we'll be back in March. And I'm going to be like,
yeah. Well, February 28th is the last day of February, Italy, or second to last day of February.
At least the Olympics aren't messing us up this year. That's really what throws us off. Stupid Olympics. Who wants to watch that when we can watch Killian Jones on our TV screens? Like, come on, people. Get it together. Come on. Got shows to watch. Put all my shows on hiatus for skiing and stuff. No, it's not all right. I do not approve of this. Bunch of shenanigans.
It is shenanigans.
Another thing I've taken from this episode is I have found a new ship that had randomly just hit me, and I was like, they would be great together because they're Captain Shady Pants and Captain Crazy Pants, Arthur and Zelina. I don't know. It just hit me. I was like, this could be an intriguing ship.
That is really funny. I guess
yeah.
I didn't think about it that way, but I mean, yeah, I definitely could see them, like, they're both insane. And I'm sure once, when I was, I couldn't even think of her name for a second because it's been a hot sex since we even talked about her because she's just been laying low. Yeah, so once Guinevere is, like, you know, out of her little spell and she leaves him, because obviously...
And she can go be with Lancelot.
She'll go be with Lancelot. Arthur will be available. So I guess there is
Arthur will be available. And I know Robin doesn't want to date Selena, and they've already got, like, a baby on the way, so he could just totally, like, just, like, sideswipe in there and be like, sup, I'm Shady, you're crazy, I think we'd make a good team. Let's go take over Oz, or, you know, we could hang out in Camelot, or, you know, whatever. We could, like, have a vacation home in Oz or something. I think it would work great. I don't know. I just thought it was funny how she comes out and was like, hi, guys. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I got this one on my side. And I was like,
Yeah.
My mind went there, and I couldn't help it.
I know. I knew, I was like, okay, Selena is, well, one, why did they leave her behind, for starters? Like, how bad would it have been to take her with you?
Second, why did they leave her with Snow?
Snow is badass in her own right, obviously, we know that, because, you know, she beat people up for and wields a bow.
Why
did they leave her behind? Like, you wanted to know, like, I don't get what leaving her behind did. I mean, I know that they don't want her to interfere, like, give them away. So take away her voice again, and then just drag her along with you. I don't understand why they left her behind.
I don't know, because they're not the brightest bunch sometimes. I feel like they're smarter separately than they are together, so when they get together, it's a lot of stupidity and, furrowed brows from Killian and Angry Face, because he's like the only real smart one when they're all still together.
Yeah.
And that whole group, I love them to death, but they're a mess sometimes. They need to get it
through. They really are. They are a mess. But
and the fact that she bought the whole crying thing.
I know.
Like, come on, Snow. Like, when will you learn? I know you're Snow White,
Never.
And you love everybody,
Never.
And you give everybody a kajillion chances, but come on. Like, she's crazy. We know this. You know this because she tried to kidnap your baby, so why are you being civil to this woman? Even if she was in pain, you should have enjoyed it because she caused you a lot of pain, but you can't because you're Snow White. Whatever. It aggravates me when they make the same mistakes over and over and over again, which is probably why I don't like Snow White, because she tends to do that a lot.
A lot. Yes. Yeah. It was just funny to me. It was like, obviously, they had to find some way to get Zelina to pull the wool over on their eyes, and obviously Snow White is going to empathize with her as, like, a new mother, you know, pregnant, whatever, Yeah,
get your hormones in check, and don't trust her. all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Could have saved everybody
Zelda's
a lot of problems.
Zelda's Zelina, and now we're all screwed because she has her magic back, and Arthur is now in control of Merlin. So there's about to be a little crazy, like,
once again, it's Snow White's fault. I'm just
once
saying.
Again.
She either overreacts or she trusts the wrong people, or there's always something that happens with Snow, and it just snowballs into this, like, horrible thing, and she means well, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. It's just... Oh, Snow. I want to know what the dwarves and Granny are doing in Camelot while all this is going on. Because they're like, oh, we're coming with you. We're not going to sit back
ever
on this
them.
Adventure. No. Like, are they all just
no,
still
just
chilling at Granny's? Is she still making lasagna? And are they still drinking their beer and everything? And they're just like, well, I mean, technically we're in Camelot. We're on this adventure, but we're going to hang out in Granny's for the entire time.
Yeah, maybe they're just chilling in the castle, or, yeah, they're at Granny's hanging out. Who knows what they're doing? They're out in the forest somewhere looking for jewels to mine or something. I don't really know. Oh, maybe they went to find Belle. Who knows?
Who knows?
But
yeah, Belle's not there either. Belle ran off, too.
Well, there's an explanation for that. She was, like, with Merida, so she clearly was just on her way back.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that.
But yeah.
Why didn't nobody go looking for Belle? Because technically she was kidnapped, right?
Yeah. Clearly, no one cares. No one notices.
No one
cares. No one knows what's going on. Nobody's in
the
loop.
They have bigger issues.
They don't know what's
right
going
now.
On. They're a hot
they
mess.
Got bigger issues than worrying about Belle. Okay. No, here it is. Here it is. Belle was kidnapped, so they sent Granny and the dwarves to go find Belle.
There we go.
There we go.
That's the solution.
That's what
yep.
we're going to go with.
That's what we're going with.
That's
my
story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm going. I do have to give Jennifer Morrison some super mega huge props for the scene where she was talking with Nimue and the Dark One, and she's like, oh, you need to kill him, you need to kill Merlin, da-da-da, don't be nothing, or don't, whatever she said, and then when Jennifer's like, I'm not nothing, I was never nothing, the way she delivered that line was so perfect, because it is like such pent-up frustration and anger from Emma for, how old is she, 30 now, however old she is, 30 years of not thinking she's good enough, not thinking she's worth anything. And for her to just, like, deliver that line that way, I was like, yes, my little baby Emma. It was perfect.
Yes.
That entire
that whole
scene,
thing was great. Just everything about Emma, like, fighting with herself internally, externally, like, when Nimue first showed up. And because at first, when she's like, this is not me. And then she realized, like, oh, it is me. And I just liked how she, like, yeah, like, she took charge. And she was like, not nothing, clearly, because she was a savior. She wasn't ever nothing. She was always important. So that whole part was awesome. And
yeah,
everything about, obviously, Jennifer Morrison and Emma, like, this whole season has been fantastic. But
it really has, because she's, like, finally accepted. Like, even though she's the Dark One, it has kind of made her, like, she said it in a few episodes ago, that she used to be weak, and she was not trusting of anybody, and she never believed in herself. And even though the Dark One, the dark magic is bad for everything, but it has kind of, like, helped her accept who she is, in a way, even though it's kind of accepting the dark, I don't know. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, it gave her, like, just, like, confidence that she didn't have before.
Yeah.
Especially, like, in the, like, present-day timeline, like, she's just, like, owning it. Obviously, there are, like, a few moments of weakness, like her sitting alone in her big old house and Selena pointing out that she, like, can't handle being alone and the whole crying over Dreamcatcher thing. But obviously everybody has their weak moments, but I feel like, yeah, she has this kind of, like, confidence and aura about her that's way different than it ever was before, which will be interesting to see if or when, whatever, she isn't the Dark One anymore, because obviously I don't believe her. She's not going to be... When is
when? I mean, when. I meant to say when, but...
You're like, if. No, you mean when.
I meant when. I literally meant when.
I knew that you meant when. When she's not the Dark One anymore, I feel like, obviously, she's going to take that with her, but then there's going to be other consequences, like, internally, emotionally, whatever, that she's going to feel it. But
there's going to be
hopefully
she's
going to keep her BA confidence, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Especially now that she has the sword. Gives her all the power. Oh, boy.
I feel like the Dark... Because she said in this episode, she's like, Rumpelstiltskin said, or the Dark One said, he will be in my mind until I embrace my darkness. And he's still in her mind in present day. So I'm almost like, maybe she still hasn't fully embraced it. Because even... She keeps saying, I've embraced my darkness, I've embraced my darkness, why are you still here? And he kind of tiptoes around the question. He's like, he's always like, oh, well, I want to see you do this. You're the best one. You're going to defeat the light, da-da-da-da-da. So I almost feel like she hasn't fully embraced it, and I feel like that's going to come into play in the next few episodes, and she's going to end up making the right decision in the end.
Yeah.
And
or that's
because she even
everybody.
Hesitated. Yeah.
Or she's tricking the darkness inside of herself. She's just that good.
She could be. I wouldn't put it past her because it is
like
small.
Like her deep down inside motives or whatever could totally be. She
I
could
feel
be,
they are too in a way. Like
skirting
I don't know. Maybe
darkness,
I'm just.
But,
I don't want to
yeah.
give up on Emma because I love Emma so much. But I feel yeah. like. I mean, she hesitated. Even when she had the sword, she's like, Merlin told me not to do this when I was little.
Yeah,
and
there's definitely still, like, a strong part inside of her that's, like, clinging to the light. Like, the like she
yeah.
said, like, when she was, like, if I look deep, like, when before, like, when she was in Camelot, she said, if I look really deep down, the darkness is winning. Maybe now that she's, like, embraced the darkness, so, you know, so she says, or we can tell by her appearance, like, maybe she still has, like, a strong hold on the light, and it's just, she just decided to, like, externally, or, like, internally accept the darkness, but she's still, like, if she looks deep down inside, her motivation is from the light and not the dark. Because
yeah.
who knows? I don't really know. Like, we still don't know why she wants to snuff out all the light. Like, honestly, I have theories, but I still feel like that's, like, the one piece of the puzzle that I'm, like, missing. Like, I pretty
yeah,
much
I don't
know
understand it.
Everything else. Like, I can figure it out, or, like, a few scenarios. But that's, like, the one thing that I still can't figure out is, like, what is she doing in the present day? Like, I'm very confused about what her motives are. And we're going to find out, according to the preview for the two-hour episode.
I do!
So,
I'm so excited! Okay, now that you just said that, I feel... All right. Let's get into our theories, because I need to talk about them. Well, first, is there anything that we missed from the episode?
The fact that Excalibur is the Holy Grail, which was a pretty freaking cool twist. That
yeah,
was
I was like,
Merlin's
all right, tidbit. That's why no one can find the Holy Grail.
That's why nobody can find it, because it's a sword.
Plot twist. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Theory time. So, I feel when you said what you just said, it kind of clicked in my mind. When you said that you don't understand what her purpose is for putting the sword back together now, and the fact that she won't tell Killian what happened in the past, and we kind of talked about it earlier. You think that he's tethered to the sword, and she's got to reunite. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but...
I know.
I'm so
I feel like they were very strategic about...
I can't explain my theory.
Yeah.
Like, when she took the sword, like, you didn't see who his names were on the other side. So I feel like that was intentional. Like, they didn't show the other side on purpose.
Yes.
So, I don't know. But then it's like, but how far down are the names on the sword? Because, like, when they were all down in the basement looking at the sword, they didn't see anything. So I'm guessing it was down in the part in the stone. So there's got to be somebody's
name on
the top
part. Well, if you look at where the Merlin is, it's on the very, very edge of it.
That's true.
Where Merlin's name is. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how to explain my theories. Like, they're floating around in my head with the sword.
Like I said, we don't know the motivation behind what's happening.
Yeah.
We know what is going to happen, but we don't know the motivation behind it at all.
Exactly. I'm still convinced Killian will die and be sent to the other world, and I think it's going to be to save Emma somehow. I don't know how he's going to end up saving her, but it's going to be to free her from the darkness. And then when she's Emma again, she's going to be like, all right, guys, you gotta go get my man.
Be right back.
Maybe BRB, you gotta go to the underworld.
I'm
just waiting for them to throw in, like, pomegranates or something.
Yeah, I'm like, are they going to send everybody with her? Because, like, the whole gang leaving again? Like, I don't know. I feel like how many times are they all going to go together? I'm like, can it just be Emma? Can it just be her? I would be totally okay with that.
I don't get, like, I can see, like, maybe, like, Emma and, like, one other person going to help. I also feel like Merlin's going to die, and he's going to be with Killian in the underworld.
Well, yeah,
like, they're
for
both
sure.
Going to sacrifice
themselves.
I think
that this is how, it's going to play out. Because they basically have been, like, but that whole, this whole episode, this Nimue episode, was basically a giant parallel of his relationship with Nimue, Merlin and Nimue, to Hook and Emma. And, like, where Nimue and Merlin failed, like, Hook and Emma aren't going to fail. Like,
exactly. Because they're like, Hook and Emma, and they don't fail.
Yeah, so Nimue, like, was tempted by the darkness, and she succumbed to it and whatever, and wanted to be immortal and have power. Like, Emma is the exact opposite. Well, she took whatever, we still don't know. This is a piece that's missing. We don't know why she became the Dark One, but succumbed to the darkness completely. But I feel like the fact that, like, Merlin, he's gonna kick it, honestly. Like, there's no way he's gonna make it out of this alive. I feel like there's not really any way, because...
Well, they kind of foreshadowed it, too, because he's like,
I'm going to die or I'm gonna live. And it's like, what?
Yeah, and he even said, he's like, if I'm not here... if I don't come back, that means you gave into the darkness and I'm dead. So
yeah, basically,
he's
when
there
he said,
in the present world.
If you become the Dark One, that means that I'm dead. Like, basically what he said. Like, if she succumbs to the darkness, that basically means he's going to die. So I feel like,
and in the present world, no one knows where Merlin is. And in his little cryptic message, crystal ball voicemail thing, he's like, oh, the Dark One's found me already. I have to go.
I just remembered the theory. I know what it is. Okay. I was like,
tell us
a thing that I remembered that I that connected all the pieces, basically, besides Emma's motivation in Storybrooke, was that somehow, as Nimue said, I'll be right here until you need me, like, inside of her. Somehow, Nimue, essence of her, whatever, is going to sense, like, the Dark One, like, the darkness lives in Emma, and Nimue was, like, the first, like, she's, like, the darkness, like, the originator, the curse that brings everyone back to Storybrooke, because obviously that needs to happen somehow. Nimue is going to kill Merlin. Like, crush his heart.
Oh, Snapple.
That's how they all get back. And I don't know how it goes from there, but I feel like that's at least part of the puzzle, is how they got back, is that Merlin is going to die because Nimue acting through Emma is going to crush Merlin's heart and kill him.
Yes. I still want to know how the sword gets back in the stone, because they haven't.
I know, right? Maybe that's just part of it. Maybe, like,
stone.
Like, maybe Beth Merlin's, like, last dying, like, thing, because he knows he's going to get. He, like, put, somehow. That means that. What happened to Arthur? There's
to prevent Emma from putting the pieces together. I don't.
Yeah, but it's like, how did he get the sword back from Arthur? Because Arthur has the sword
right
now.
Well, maybe. Like, okay, all right, I got it. You know how Zelina added her own twist on the curse?
Yeah.
For maybe he, like, threw something in the pot and was like, all right, let me do my very last effort to keep Emma from putting the sword together. And
yeah. But then it's like, but it's basically confirmed that Emma took everyone's memories. So, unless it was like I said, it's like the dark, you know, the dark one possesses her to do all these things. I'm not really sure. But I'm sold on the fact that Merlin's going to die and that's what's going to make them come back to Storybrooke. It's like some kind of curse. But
I can understand that. I see that.
I don't really know.
Well, I read something today, and I don't remember where it is or where it's from. I just remember reading it. And it was Elliot Knight, and they said, are we going to see him and Captain Hook go on any, like, pirating adventures or something? And he's like, he said something, or I don't know, I'm horrible, obviously, at telling things that I've read. But it was basically like Merlin,
I know
you're going to see Merlin,
like,
and Hook interact more and go on possibly an adventure or something. And I was like, an adventure in the underworld, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like basically the saying, like, they asked if, because they said, oh, Hook seems very similar to Merlin, like this parallels or whatever. And he said, yeah, they're going to interact, like, soon. So I'm thinking, like, it's got to be before the end of the season, like, something's going to happen in Camelot where Hook and Merlin, like, team up, or Hook realizes his fate as a doomed man or whatever is going to happen. Because, oh, yeah, other thing, it's that this whole tethering spell, clearly intentional. They bring up this new, brand new spell, like, oh, I can tether somebody to this object, like, oh, I tethered Nimue to the dagger so I could control her. And then it's like, oh, we're going to tether Merlin to Excalibur. It's like, huh, why do you need to bring up this tethering spell, do you say? Are you going to sit on somebody else soon? I think so. Like,
I'm
not going to tether someone to the dagger and or sword now that it's whole so that somebody can stay immortal with her forever. Ah, maybe. Just a guess.
I think so.
I think that's a big fat yes.
Sophie, yeah.
Thy name is not Eddie and Adam.
They're sometimes as subtle as a gunshot. But that's okay.
Yep. Yep.
Another thing I need to bring up is Merlin's cloak, because it is beautiful. That is
a stunning
cloak.
Give this costume department an Emmy by now. Seriously, where is their Emmy for
all these beautiful clothes
that they make on this
show?
That's
like half the reason I watch this show, is so I can look at all the pretty costumes. I'm looking at one of the screenshots right now, and for next week's episode, when they're all tied up to trees and stuff, and in the background, Killian, and he's totally untying himself.
Yeah, he's a pirate.
He's totally freeing himself from the tree. So I think he's going to get hurt in this whole Harry Potter-type crossfires thing. Because in the previews when they, like, have, like, the magic, it totally reminded me of Harry Potter and Voldemort when they...
Oh, yeah, totally.
It looked just like it. I was like, yeah. I'm like, it's going to hurt Killian. She's going to transport him to the field. And then they just got the wavy sword thing, and I don't know. But I don't know what's going to happen. I want to say I know what's going to happen, but at the same time,
I
feel... I
like to pretend that I know what's happening, but half the time...
Exactly.
It's like, you were right about, like, the tiniest little detail, but then the real thing is, like, 50 times crazier. You're like, oh, I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't know it was going to happen like that.
Exactly.
So that's how I feel every time. Like, oh, I kind of saw that coming, but I didn't expect it to happen like that. So, we shall see in a 2-hour episode.
Or when you throw out a crazy random theory, and then it happens to be right, and you're like oh, yeah, I totally.
Marion is Alita. Oh, I thought it was right.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
yeah, like that one. All right, I'm going to throw it out there now. There's another. We're gonna stake our claim on the crazy theories. Killian's dad is Davy Jones, and Davy Jones is the ferryman. The farrier man, ferry to the underworld.
Ferryman of the underworld.
There we go. Thank you,
there
Emily.
I would second
this. This is why you're here, to correct me when I cannot talk.
Bless
you, yeah,
service.
I'm using my. When I speak, Emily is my translator for gibberish. If you have any questions, please contact her.
Nathaniel translator.
I'm going to use my Pirates of the Caribbean knowledge here, and Davy Jones, his original job was to ferry souls to the other side. Just so happens that Killian's surname is Jones. And
oh,
we don't know his dad's first name yet. I wonder what it's going to be.
Like, coming back? So he's been cast and he's coming back before the end of this half of the season? Like, what? Crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Who would have thunk? And,
what a coincidence.
And he's definitely not still, like, actually alive without having some type of immortalness. Because Killian was in Neverland for 300 years or however long.
So he's got to be some kind of immortal, or either he's
or
that
dead.
Or he's dead and in the underworld. So either way, he's going to be there. Is correct. That is very, I feel like the second people heard his last name have had some kind of inkling that maybe sometime in the future we would find this out. And now that we have pretty much almost been confirmed because they cast, like, you know, this devil character or whatever, that's pretty much
mysterious
the voice of the
devil
underworld.
Character, quote unquote.
Mysterious devil character. So it's pretty much confirmed at this point. We're going to the underworld in some way. So I feel like now the fact that they said, oh, Hook's dad, his whole backstory, him as a young boy, it's all going to come back into play. Like, we're going to see it finally. In my head, I'm like, they have been playing this forever, and they're finally getting a chance to use it.
Yeah.
Well, it was not a coincidence when they named him at all.
I almost wonder if his dad was, like, kind of shanghaied into being the ferryman. I don't know why I can't talk today. By Hades, because... he said his dad abandoned him randomly on the boat.
Oh,
it's
like he like had to kind of deal with him, and then he had to leave. Because they thought he was a wanted man. So, like,
exactly.
Yeah,
what if it
was
the fairy tree thing, and they wanted his soul or something? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I'm spitballing now, but I feel like there's a reason that, or he's just a horrible person.
Just throw it out there. The most important thing to note from this whole thing is that we think Killian's dad is going to be Davy Jones, and that he's going to meet him again in the underworld or something like that. So that's
he's going
to
take him
know.
To the underworld, and he's going
to
be like,
oh,
hey, Dad.
It's been 300 years since I've seen you.
How's it going? All right. I think that pretty much wraps up our show. I don't think we can really spiral anymore, series-wise.
I mean,
we could,
I don't think
people want to listen to a three-hour show. So,
yeah,
I think it's a good note to end it on. Be sure to check out our website, vero.com, for more recaps, interviews, and news, and blogs. That's Emily's blog, if you want to read it instead of listen, or do both, because it's good. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, follow us on Twitter at The VRO, and follow us on Instagram and Tumblr at Variety Radio Online. And we're also on Audio Boom now, so you can find us over there as well. We will be back next week for the two-hour episode, which I cannot wait for, and it's going to be amazing. So we will see you then. Bye.
Bye.